this is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I'm here just taking a bit of a nap, admiring some of the scenery. It's a bit of a precarious place to have my nap, I guess, considering the giant drop that there is behind me. But it's cool, like, whenever you just kind of stand around, like, there's a bunch of animations he does, and eventually he gets tired and falls asleep, unless he's really hot and cold and stuff. So, yeah, I was just playing around with that. But, yeah, let's carry on our adventure. Neat, we can use this to get across. Right, is this permanent, or is this going to disappear? Okay, no, it's going to disappear. Let's let's get off it. That is just a good thing just to know for future reference. So, there's another switch here. Where's this going to go? Is that... Oh! Literally the world's worst Mario player here. That wasn't even a challenge. I was just trying to stand on a switch and I ended up plummeting down. Do you like my outfit, by the way? I got the adventurer's outfit, so I feel like I fit in much better here than I did before. And I kind of don't want to go too fast because I could kind of run in front of that. So let's not go that way. Let's just kind of have a little look this way. So here I need to be fast as well. Generally, I just need... Oh. Okay, so this is the time I need a bit to be honest. So all of the episodes up until this one, I pretty much recorded them all in a row because I couldn't stop playing. And then I was like, I should probably slow down a little bit and not record too much. And then I can read people's comments and get advice and stuff. So there's been a bit of a gap between this episode and the last episode. So I don't want to use that as my excuse, but actually, yeah, I do. That's exactly what I want to do. No. Oh, I see the problem here. The problem isn't just the fact that I'm doing rubbish. So I need to time the start of my run because I need to land, like, well, arrive by that platform as it's down because otherwise I can't get to it. And it goes up and down relatively quickly, to be fair. I think I just had, like, remarkably bad luck and bad timing the last time. So, right then, let's try it this way. Let's try when it's completely down and then hopefully it's going to go up and then drop back down and then I can get onto it. Oh, I did. But only just. And oh, this is quite a tricky place. Could I just use my hat? Could I just use Cappy to grab them? Ah, there we go. And the last one. There we go. That means I don't need to jump on that platform. A much nicer way to be able to do that. These ones I do need to jump on, though. And they're going to start collapsing. But there we go. I was able to make it. Is there going to be a moon in here? Of course there's going to be a moon in here. Generally, when you ask that question, the answer is going to be yes. And now, it looks like we have a bit of a safer journey to get back. And one which is covered in coins as well. So at least I can get back some of the coins that I lost from all of my failures that I had before. And so is this going to leak? Because, yeah, there's a little random doorway that I found down there, and I had no idea how to get to it, but it looks like the answer to my question is going to be here. So I need to time this right. If I go too fast, I'm going to run up the front, and too slow, then it's going to fall behind me. But that seemed to be absolutely perfect timing. So there's a bunch of baddies on the top of the sky garden, and they have been stealing all of the flowers. So I need to go and try and get some of the flowers back if I can. And oh, looks like that's where the trail ends there. Let's go and grab one of these guys. Probably the greatest enemy to ever be added to a Mario game. Well, it wouldn't even be that great as an enemy. It's just so much fun to be able to control. And I got myself some bonus hearts as well. So let's stay as this guy for now because it might be useful. In fact, I can kind of just skip what it's trying to make me do there and just do it my own way. And oh, what's up here? Can I go up here? Ah, is this another little secret moon? There is a little secret moon up here. I knew it was a good idea to stay in this thing. To be fair, I could have probably wall jumped my way up there as Mario. The problem is that the vines have gone, but it looks like the vines kind of just continually kind of go away and come back until you've made it to where you need to go. There are some extra kind of money cog thingies down there. I'm not going to worry too much about grabbing them now. I can kind of come back through, and I will come back through a little bit later on and try and just scoop up all of the lost moons and lost money and stuff. But I think that I'm going to mainly focus on trying to kind of get through the world. And if I see a secret, I will go for it. But I don't need to go completely out of my way unless it makes sense. I'll kind of do all of that in between episodes. One, because I think that it would go on forever, this series, otherwise. Also, is I know most of you watching this are playing the game yourself or are going to be playing in the future, and I don't want to give away all of the secrets. You need to work for them. You need to earn the secrets yourself. I'm not going to give them all away. But anyway, we have our next boss battle to come up with. Too late, chumps. We snagged the... Oh, I can't even pronounce that word. The bouquet already. Now, why don't you scram so we can grab the rest of the flowers as well? Or maybe I'll just make you scram. Right, looks like we have our next bunny to go after. So far, these boss battles haven't been too difficult. And I know that's probably going to be a silly thing to say now, considering I'm about to do it and I don't want to lose it all. Oh, there we go. So it looks like his big thing is putting down that goop stuff. And this really reminds me of Splatoon. I just feel like I'm playing Splatoon right now, just without a splatter or anything. This is exactly like Splatoon, isn't it? You can see where they got their inspiration from. So I guess I could probably do like some of these, these kind of special side swipes. If I kind of go like that, then that will get rid of a whole giant area pretty quickly. But to be fair, once I jump on his head, it all pretty much disappears anyway, so it doesn't seem to matter too much. And that was cheap. He went straight for me then. So let's get to work kind of clearing up as much of this as we can. If my voice goes a bit funny, it's because to do these moves, I need to kind of spin the controller around a little bit, and it's not the easiest thing to do in the world when you're holding a pro controller. But let's see, can I grab him? Oh, I haven't got his hat off yet. There we go. There's his hat off. And now, if I'm very careful, jump on his head. And there we go. Is that him done? I think he's done. I know, like, that looked relatively easy, but if you remember, I did have 6 hearts going into the battle, and I ended up with just 2, so I could have done that better. But, hey, I was able to get the multi-moon at the end, and you know what? That's going to get me pretty close to getting all of the moons that I need to gather in this area. Obviously, there's going to be loads of extra secret moons and stuff around the place, but I feel like I've only just arrived here. I feel like I've just shown up here, and I've already almost, not quite, almost got enough of the moons that I need to get. But where do we head to from here, though? It looked like, if you saw in the background there were much higher up areas that I could see but haven't been to yet. But I have no idea how I'm going to get to them. Maybe it's going to be kind of using those vine things that appear. Path to the secret flower field. Yep, that was where I was looking. Looks like we are heading up. And oh, is that like a giant flower? It looks like a giant flower platform. And oh, I'm back here. I'm back in the Odyssey. Did I just see something up ahead? I think you did, but why am I back here? Something else you didn't know, by the way, well, you might not have known, is that you can go back in the Odyssey to change your outfit. There's also, like, really crazy moves. I haven't tried this. Apparently, if you can, like, long jump, throw your hat, and then, like, jump onto the hat. So if you go, like, I don't know how to do it. You got to go like this, and then throw it, and then you got to, like, dive onto the hat. So how do I do the dive again? This is going to be a really useful thing to learn, though, because it means you can, like, cover crazy, crazy distances. So what was the... So long jump, roll, ground pound, dive. So while he's falling, press Y and then one of the triggers. So that means I need to run, long jump, throw it, and then... Oh, no, wrong button. That was my bad. Of course, it was always my bad. So run, long jump, throw the hat, and then dive. And then look at that! And that, oh, that was amazing. That was a bit, come on, admit it, you're a little bit impressed. I run, long jump, throw it, go like that, and okay, I did it on that time. But you get the idea. You get the idea. That is going to be so super useful. And you could actually do it again, I guess. You could, like, go do that, throw it, do that, and then throw your hat again. That is going to be a way to travel huge distances relatively easy. Anyway, I didn't really grab much more money. There's going to be not too many more things for me to buy around there. So let's go ahead in this courtyard at all. Does this person got something new to say to me? It's got an exclamation mark. The monster's minions discovered the secret, blah, 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 blah. Okay, yep, I think that's pretty much what he said before. Right, well, let's go back into this area. This is pretty much where I was before. Oh, there's tanks now. There was a tank. Can I take over the tank? Please let me take over the tank. Please, oh, yes, I can take over the tank. And whoa, okay, we go. Oh, no, that's, oh, it's annoying. You got to press, like, it's, like, really annoying because you the same, like, you got to use your thumb to, like, turn and shoot at the same time. And, oh, you can use it with motion controls as well, which, yeah, I don't think it's going to be any easier. No, look, this is an easy way to get coins. Ah, wait a minute, I think I know what I need to do. I think the reason these blocks are here is to get my attention over here so I can then go and blast my way through here. Might I suggest good old-fashioned cannon fire? You may suggest it, because that is exactly what I'm doing. And oh, I can't jump, though. That's the downfall for these tanks, isn't it? They're all very impressive with their little confetti cannons, but they, yeah, they don't seem to be able to jump. And oh, I don't think I can take them out either. Can I, like, ground pound them? Ah! I can ground pound them out of existence. I just want to keep doing, like, my cool move. Oh, I did it wrong. Why do I keep doing it wrong? Anyway, what have we got here? Oh, look! Oh, there's loads of them. Looks like I might need to get up there. Pull the lever to receive a seed. Okay. Okay, I got a seed. Require time to prepare next seed. Oh, do I need to plant it here? Let's try and throw it inside of there. And I'm like, oh, okay. Looks like we don't have too much way to get around for it to grow then. I want to, if I can, jump and land in there. Oh, this might be a good time to do my thing. Oh, there we go. And that was impressive. Don't even start to pretend that you're not super duper impressed by my amazing Mario skills right now. It was a bit of a mess earlier on. I'm sorry, I need to shake the controller again as I make my way up. Look how fast he goes if I shake the controller. Admit it though, that was some pretty impressive skills. It's just taken me a while, like, because I hadn't played a Mario game in a while, it's just taken me a while just to, I don't know, just to do everything without thinking. At the moment, I'm kind of thinking through every button press I need to make. But I'm sure pretty soon it's just going to become instinctive and I'm not even going to have to think twice about it. I'm just going to do it. For example, a backflip to arrive up here. Is there anything higher up there as well? Oh, there is. Oh, there's a rocket. Oh, so these are cool. You didn't actually see the last one that I did of this. I did one in the Sand Kingdom. But yeah, it launches you into the sky and you just arrive at like a whole different area. And then you can have like a little mini level with inside of the level. And oh, was that like a piece of a moon, isn't it? Ah, so I need 4 pieces of the power moon in order to get the main power moon. And I only need 3 left, by the way, until I can go and head off to the new area. So I am blasting through this area so far. But all right then, let's go and try and get these power moons. It seems like this is just a really foggy area. So that's going to be the real challenge, is the fact that I can't really see where I'm going. Also, flying Goombas as well might not be the easiest thing in the world to deal with. And ah, do I need to... Oh, what's that? Oh, I made... Oh, no, that's just more Goombas coming in. Jolly good. There's a few more coins down here. Do I need to take over? Ah, I can take over a flying one. So B is to fly. Otherwise, do I just drop? Okay, otherwise I just drop down. And oh, can I not make it? Well, flap. Oh, I've got to keep pressing it to flap. Go on. And land. Look how ridiculous I am. A little grumpy Mario Goomba. Right, so it looks like I need to fly this way. That's where the coins are. No, here's the next one. One more to find. It looks like it might be down here because there's a trail of coins leading down. Oh, there's the rocket ship. I guess I'm going to have to go on that in a second. And was this led me kind of back around to the beginning, do you think? And aha, I have found the next piece of moon. So I need one more. I thought I had enough, but I need one more. Is it up here? Oh, there we go. It is literally right here. So that's all of the moons found. The power moon has been revealed right next to the rocket ship, which is pretty much where I am anyway. That was cool. I've never been a flying Goomba before. And I was able to get myself a power moon. A pretty hidden one, actually. I mean, I know if I kind of looked away and like looked up and saw the rocket from there, I would have found it. But the way I found it, like I had no idea if there was even anything, like if I could even stand up there, let alone there being a rocket that's going to take you to a whole new massive secret area. And I don't know, there's a Goomba in a hat over there. Because why not? What's the deal with here though? The recharge station is crowded. Recharging. What happens if I stand in it? Okay, looks like I can't recharge. Does my hat do anything? No, do I need to take... Can I take over any of these? No, I'm just like... I'm just whacking them with with my hat. It looks like I need to maybe take over something that can... You know, that needs recharging, possibly. There's a pretty cool guy with a hat. Can I backflip to land up by this guy? Because that's the kind of guy I want to be with. So apparently another strategy you can do is if you like... backflip and wall jump and then throw Cappy and then head in the other direction, you can arrive at higher places. Like, I don't think that's necessarily what I'm supposed to do here, but did you kind of see what I did there? So backflip, jump, throw Cappy and then dive, and look at that. Come on. Don't even start to say Stampy. I've been doing moves like that for years. That was an impressive maneuver. And oh look, there's the Odyssey down there. I've like arrived like over the top of that giant wall that I saw earlier. Sadly, I took out my little hat friend, so I can't gather him. And oh, look at this! Look at this down here! We can just hopefully just go and roll my way through it. Oh no, okay, I can't roll through that. No, no, goodness, go away. I'm just trying to roll through. I don't want any trouble. Don't want any trouble. I just want to go and gather up my little secret cogs down here. And I've almost got half of these cogs as well already. It seems to be a bit of a smaller level. Like the Sand Kingdom was much bigger, but it was kind of quite open. So there's quite a lot of like areas that there wasn't really much there. It was just sand. This seems to be much smaller and much more compacted. I'm enjoying it, though. I'm liking this level. Oh, no. We have tanks. Let's see if we can take one over. So let's start off by dealing with the other tanks because they're going to be the biggest threat to me, I would imagine. There we go. We've gone and blasted the tanks. I wish I could turn motion controls off, but I think you can, but then you can't. Like, there's no equivalent button press for all of the things that you'd use for motion controls. So it's just a little bit annoying the way that it is, especially because I normally... Like, I hold my controller under the table. And the only reason I do that is because the buttons are pretty noisy on the Pro controller. I love the controller, but it's a bit noisy. And then in the video, you'll be hearing this the whole time otherwise. Can you hear a bunch of clicking? I don't know. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating how noisy it is. But it means that it makes it really awkward to use, like, the motion control. So I kind of wish that I could just have them turned off. But oh well. Let's just go and blast away all of these. One, because there might be some sneaky secrets behind them. And two, also, I just want to make sure that I have the path clear. Because I assume that I'm going to be jumping up there in a second. So there's one more to blast away. Let's have a little look around. I don't think I'm going to need the tank anymore. So let's just go and ground pounder away the tank. There are some more. There's some more things up here, though. Do you reckon I can do that fancy move again? I think it might have been a bit of a one-off. Actually, I could just could probably just jump around here. Is that an easier way to get up? Oh, no. Can I make it? Oh, just about. I don't need to do all of my fancy moves again. Oh, no. Don't reappear, tank. I just took all you guys out. Right. Let's just go and climb up here as fast as we can and see if we can get to where we need to go. So let's go and... Oh, that didn't work very well. I don't think I needed to do that anyway. I can just go and jump up the standard normal style. I feel like I'm jumping up like the middle of a game of Tetris, if that makes sense. You know, it looks like the blocks are all dropping down and I'm just climbing my way up it. I am going to go and get that moon. Let me just go and get the checkpoint first, just in case something happens. It's just a little bit of safety for myself. And we can go and gather these up. And then I am only going to need one more moon, and then I'm going to be done in terms of what I need to do in this level. Of course, actually completing the level is really just half the game because, well, it's probably less than half of the game, to be honest. So I don't know what I'm even doing right now. I'm just trying to use all of my moves at the same time. It doesn't really work very well at all. Don't long jump into a block because otherwise you hurt yourself, as I found out. Let's stop trying to be fancy and let's just go and walk up here and do the jumps. Oh, no. Try and do the jumps the normal way and hopefully not get shot by a confetti cannon too many times. No. Oh, I was just able to save myself. Oh, no, I keep bouncing off the walls that I don't mean to. But there we go. I was able to make it work. We did have the checkpoint here anyway. So all that happened I'd have lost a few coins. And hello. Hello, Mr. Dancing. I wonder what's with that recharge station then. If that slope is too steep for you, try enhancing your foot speed with a flower. Not entirely sure how that's going to work, but okay. Let's go and have a little look and see where we're heading to. So that's the secret flower field. Having a giant arrow pointing to it kind of makes it a little bit less secret than it would be otherwise. So what's the deal with these flowers? Okay. I understand now. They do that, apparently. That's a bit of an upgrade from a fire flower. All right, let's line it up. Now I know what it's going to do. And then let's try and blast my way up here. Okay, I missed half the coins, but that was a lot of fun. I want to go and do it again. Anyway, there we go. I got the coins on the way down. And actually, if you look around here, sneaky, sneaky, sneaky little path around the outside. What is there going to be around here? There is... Oh, there's a little Peach Mario. Not a Peach Mario, a Cat Mario. Was that Mario or was that Peach? I think it was a Cat Peach, is what I was trying to say. So yeah, I was able to grab that and... A fancy doorway! Can I get in? I can get in. I don't know if it's going to be one of the doorways where I need the right outfit. And oh look, it's another one of these like little secret bonus levels. Very sneaky. See what I mean? Like, you could complete the game and just go through the main level and not discover any of this stuff whatsoever. I guess I could just get these guys. So, like, they're not really going any faster than me. I don't even really need to take them. I can kind of just leave them all following me. Oh, until we get to here. Oh, do I need to pile up in them? Oh, no. I can just jump over to this side now and then carry on going down this way. There we go. I was able to avoid them pretty nicely. Any following me? Oh, I think I dropped a few of them into the goop by the looks of things. That worked surprisingly well. Oh, where are we going? Okay, it's dropping down. Now we need to jump across. Remember, it does start disappearing behind me, so I've got to be pretty quick here. And, oh, I've got a wall jump. Wall jump, wall jump, wall jump, wall jump. I want to go back and grab these. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's going to disappear. Right, let's just jump to here, and then let's wait. Because remember, they come back around a second time. You don't need to press the switch. You're going to look at the Goombas just casually dropping off into the into the purple goop underneath me. Right, is it gonna carry on? There we go. It's coming here. This is good, actually. This is going to give me, like, kind of almost extra time because I'm not rushing to kind of get here and get back. This should make this next part much easier. I don't need to do the wall jumps anymore. I just need to wait until it's safe to jump on. And there we go. I can carry on going in this direction. And let's just go as fast as I can. Grab these coins. Oh, where are we going now? Where are we going? Okay. Then I jump across to this side. I can grab these coins if I'm super quick. And... And is that it? Do I want to stop off here? I guess I can stop off here and grab some of these coins if I'm really quick. And then I'm going to carry on because I don't want to have to wait for the next one. I'm going to ignore the other coins that I missed out on. And then let's just go and jump down for safety. Just in case it was about to disappear. Flower Road Run. And oh, that's it. I have enough of the power moons to power the Odyssey. That was amazingly easy. Was that just like two episodes inside of this level? And I was able to get all of the power moons. There is obviously a whole load more left in the level for me yet to discover yet, though. So I am far from done at all. This little thing's down here as well. Might as well go and grab the extra coins. And I'm over 1,000 coins again now. There's still a bunch of stuff in the shop that I haven't bought. So I can go on a bit of a spending spree afterwards in order to celebrate. Anyway, let's go and do this again. It's very difficult to control. And look, I can bounce and then... And that was perfect. Slide back through the others. That was very satisfying. And looks like we have ourselves at another checkpoint here. And someone to say hello to. The secret flower field is ahead. Do not share this secret location. It really isn't feeling like very much of a secret, seeing as everyone's just shouting about it all of the time. But anyway, seeing as we just got a checkpoint and we are about to arrive at the garden, this is probably going to be a good time to end this episode here. But don't worry. I'm going to continue to try and upload these videos as regularly as I can so we can continue our Odyssey adventure very, very soon. But for now, and I thank you all very much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!